so Darren Farrell, Bundiak, he's up before the CCCC, yes?
Well, that's one way to put it. He is up this morning, very important date this morning with the disciplinary panel. I'm not sure what they call it in World Rugby. I think just a disciplinary panel will do for them. An important meeting for him because following a sending off against Samoa at the weekend, it means his World Cup basically is hanging by a thread, because if suspended, then it would end all his involvement for the rest of the Rugby World Cup. Let's get a take on that in a moment, but we're going to pay our usual Monday morning visit during this World Cup tournament and hear from Don Lennon in Japan in a moment. His thoughts on New Zealand and the force that is Japanese rugby. Weren't they fantastic yesterday morning? But first, his thoughts on this disciplinary hearing and how it will go for Bundiaki.
It's a very difficult one. I felt at the time that there was some mitigating circumstances in terms of the Samoan out half was dipping, was falling into the tackle, if you like. And since then, the Irish management have forensically gone through the video footage of it. Their timing, his reaction time and making the tackle at 0.2 of a second, you automatically have a hearing to adjudicate on a potential suspension. The Irish management can use that opportunity to put up a defence for his actions. And as we know, they've flown out legal counsel to aid that process. There's been so much criticisms of referees out here during the World Cup, and World Rugby have thrown the officials under the bus so often. I'm not sure if they're prepared to do it again and admit it could have been a yellow card offence as opposed to red. I think he'll be lucky if they do rescind it, but I think they're right to go through the process.
New Zealand waiting for us next Saturday. I think it was the one when this World Cup journey started out, we didn't want. But how are you feeling now that it's real, it's going to happen next weekend?
They would have preferred South Africa primarily on the basis that they get an extra day's rest and an extra day's preparation. And their recent history against South Africa has been very good. But that said, if you want to win a World Cup, you're going to have to beat New Zealand at some stage. And our recent history against them has been pretty impressive. We've won two of the last three outings. A lot of the players were involved in the Lions series in 2017 when they won one test and drew the second one. You know, from a confidence perspective and a belief perspective, I don't think that's going to be an issue. With the change in the weather conditions and the humidity and the temperatures dropping, you could see, certainly from a physical perspective, Ireland were back playing at the levels. They were far more comfortable in the conditions that they faced in Fukuoka. You know, I think they'll relish the challenge, and you just have to go and give it your best shot.
Final word on Japan. They were fantastic on Sunday. Could we all learn a lesson from what these guys are doing over there?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I think they're reshaping the way rugby can be played. They're disproving the theory that, you know, you all have to be 18, 19 stone men to play in this, in what has become an ultra-physical game. You really have to be out here to appreciate the damage that Typhoon Hagibis has created in and around the Tokyo area. So for the game to go ahead last night in itself was an achievement. But I thought that the minute silence before the game was incredibly emotional. And the manner with which Japan played, particularly in that opening half, they just blew Scotland off the park. They're a joy to watch. So I think we're in for a fantastic weekend of action, and we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah, I think the tournament really just begins, doesn't it? It kicks into life hopefully next weekend with those quarterfinals, all mouth-watering prospects, all those games live on RTE television, and of course the Irish game live on RTE Radio 1 also. 11:15 kickoff, so join us here on Radio 1 for that. Now, on soccer, big week for the Irish soccer team as well, and the Irish manager Mick McCarthy says he is open to starting Aaron Connolly for the European qualifier against Switzerland tomorrow. This follows the news that Dave McGoldrick is not available because of a groin injury. Now, the math's quite simple here. We've two games left. This one away to the Swiss tomorrow, then we're home against Denmark next month, and if we win one of those matches, we progress to the 2020 final. So draws no good at this stage. We have to beat one of those two teams. The Irish manager has been speaking to FEI TV and he's dropped the biggest hint yet, that he's considering giving 19-year-old Connolly his chance.
He had his cameo at the end. And then, of course, then the question is, well, could I have played him more? Well, yeah, I could have started him and he might not have played very well from the start in a rough and tumble game. He might have scored from the start. All those scenarios, but had he started and not played well, then that would have been, well, shouldn't have had a debut, usual stuff. Which I know is coming, whatever, it doesn't matter what happens, you'll get picked holes on whatever happens. I think he was great when he came on, and he had his chances in a game that was starting to get stretched. It was starting to become wide open. But for, you know, I think a real bobbly pitch with his other one on his left foot, it just ran away from him. So he's had a really good cameo appearance, and I've no doubt he's ready to start.
Yeah, I've no doubt he is. Let's see what happens tomorrow evening. 7:45 start, and this game live on RT2 and also on 2FM. Fionnuala McCormack has qualified for the Olympic Games with her fifth place finish at the Chicago Marathon. The time, a personal best, 2 hours 26.47 seconds. Incredible stuff from Fionnuala there. And her performance came on the day that Bridget Koshsky smashed the women's world record, winning that race in 2 hours 14.04 seconds. Incredible running from everyone involved there. And I guess while we're on that subject of Olympics, we have to mention Reese
McClenaghan. Well, what a performance. Incredible. For people who may have missed this over the weekend, because there was such an emphasis, understandably, on team sport over the weekend, Ireland had a gymnast who got a bronze medal at the World Championships, which is quite something else. I mean, nothing like it has ever happened before for a foreign Irish gymnast. Reese McClenaghan is his name. He's qualified for the Olympics, as I understand it.
Yes.
And when you watch what he did, by God, it's difficult.
It is difficult. He was on the pommel horse at the weekend, Rachel, and phenomenal stuff. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on this, but just the strength, but also the skill he had on that pommel was incredible. What I would like to point out is he has a European medal. He's the gold medalist last year, and also the chap who won the gold medal at the weekend, Max Whitlock, he is the defending Olympic champion, and I think Reese is going to give him a run for his money next summer.
Wouldn't
Let's
it be
hope
brilliant?
He is. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Let's wish him and congratulate him and wish him all the best. I want to finish up with Gaelic Games. 16 county finals. So many great stories, I have to say. There really is. You couldn't highlight one without going into all of them, to be honest. But you can read all about those great stories on the RT News Now app and on the RT website. We cover the games on Sunday Sport yesterday. I just want to pick out one moment that highlights the county finals for me, and the pressure on and pride of the parish and everything like that. Glencar Hamilton's 1-point win in the Leitrim county final. Just picture the scene. 5 minutes into injury time, a tough angle, free kick, last kick of the game. And it's a moment like this where you want your captain to step up to the plate and deliver.
It's a very, very tricky angle. There's little or no breeze, and he's going to kick it out of his hands. We're in the fifth minute of stoppage time. Up steps Conor Dolan, and over it goes.
Look, to be honest, I'm absolutely speechless. I can't say enough about this team. This is my fourth final to play, and it's my first to win. We were written off, I suppose, all year. Nobody gave us a chance. It's a hugely successful club, and I have to say I'm a very proud man to captain them here today.
Well, you can tell it in his voice. Conor Dolan there speaking after a 1-point win for his club, Glencar Manor Hamilton, over Ballinamore.